Welcome to the Insanity Radio News Show with me, Nick Stilianu, and today we're having an elections special. Yay! Yay! We've got a packed studio today. And I'm joined by our first two candidates for the executive committee. Would you like to introduce yourselves?
Hi, I'm Emily Cookson and I'm running for Society's Federation Officer.
I am likewise running for Society's Federation Officer and I'm Ed Connolly.
Now, Society's Federation Officer is the representative on the executive committee for all of the societies. Now I'm going to start with Ed first. He looks terrified.
I'm fine.
It's on radio, they can't see your face.
It's good, it's all good, it's all good, it's all fine.
Would you like to tell us, first of all, what you're going to do with the role?
Well, I can actually say this is based on something a voter said to me. It was to do with my policy with room booking, and he actually said, do you think that's not your job? And I answered, well, simply, I think the society's officer, the job is simply to make sure societies are doing their best in whatever way possible. You're helping them in whatever way, devoting your time in whatever way.
Emily.
Same to me.
Yes, same to you.
Well, basically, I really want to push the position of SFO. Not many people know about it, so it's about getting the name and face known so that people can utilise the role. Pushing volunteering. I'm a really big fan of volunteering, and I feel that through volunteering, you can not only raise the profile of the societies, it gets a chance to get involved in different ways. And also helping the new societies, because we've got loads of really great societies already, but then there's some smaller and new societies which need guidance, so helping them in all ways possible.
If you could do only one thing next year, if you could achieve only one thing as a Societies Federation Officer, what would that one thing be?
The one thing it would quite simply be, and it's what is driving my manifesto. I want to make sure that all new societies, all smaller societies, their presence is doubled, trebled on campus.
Brilliant. And the same question to contestant number two.
mine's kind of similar, but using different aspects. Again, pushing for the smaller societies. I want to give all societies the same chance. Publicity on and off campus is such a big thing. And the things such as the big A0 boards are largely used for the big arts and music societies. But what about, for example, as Ed said, Indian dance? I saw the preview of that at the Rag Cabaret and really wanted to see it. Found out it was only on for one night. Yeah. And I didn't know about it. So I really want to push for everyone to have equal opportunity to publicise. And again, using volunteering for that, going out into the community, raising the profile of societies and getting their faces and names known whilst putting something back into the community.
Well, that sounds great, both of you. Thank you very much for taking the time to come in. I'll let you hit the campaign trail now.
Oh,
have a great day.
Thanks for having us.
No problem.
Bye. See you soon. Bye.
On air.
12:07 AM.
Online.
www.insanityradio.com.
This is Insanity.
F***ing stop.
Welcome back to the Insanity Radio News Show with me, Nick Stilianu. We have another candidate here for the 2009 Students Union Executive Committee elections. Would you like to introduce yourself, sir?
Hi, everyone. My name's Matt McKeever and I'm running for Academic Affairs.
Hi there, Matt. Good to have you on the show. Academic Affairs Officer, that's a brand new position. I'm going to start off with, what attracted you to this position?
I reckon, you know, we're all here at the end of the day for a bit of a degree, so it's quite important that, you know, our academic issues are addressed as well.
That's good. The Academic Affairs Senate, do you think you can handle that?
Definitely, yeah. I think it's quite a good setup with, you know, the library rep coming into it and the first year kind of reps and all the student staff committees that have been working quite well.
I'm sure you have the organisational capability to sort it all out. I've got no doubt in your ability there. But I'm just wondering, one of my main concerns is, what if no one turns up to this Academic Affairs Senate? How will you go about doing your job if no one really wants to get involved and tell you about things?
Well, I mean, that's relatively kind of tough, isn't it, if nobody turns up and there's not a huge amount that I can really do about that. But, you know, I think one of the key things is to try and make the whole kind of academic issues and stuff like that, you know, interesting, exciting, and enjoyable, really. And if that happens, then I think quite a lot of people will be interested and also turn up, hopefully. And, you know, issues will be solved and sorted. And I think, like, communication's really, really important because, well, I personally, as a little first year this year, feel a little bit kind of isolated from the whole SU setup and didn't really know a lot of people until recently when I've kind of been forcing myself into running for positions like this. So,
okay, final question. If you can achieve one thing as Academic Affairs Officer next year, what's that going to be?
If I can achieve one thing, it would be to get a mentor scheme in place all across every single subject, because I think it's really important, not only for kind of integration of first years, but also on a kind of academic basis as well.
That sounds great. Thank you very much for taking the time to come in. Good luck with the campaign, and I hope to see you very, very soon.
Thanks for having me.
You're listening to Insanity News.
We're joined by another executive committee candidate at the moment, and his name is...
Rupert Dickinson. I'm running for the entertainment officer. Yes.
That sounds exciting.
It is, actually.
Okay, so just really, really quickly, do you want to outline your role?
Well, my role as entertainment officer is to get feedback from students about what they want, and also to help all the students with any entertainment-related inquiries. I work under the VP ComServ, which will be David Cummins next year. It's also would be my job to help publicise events and talk with the specific venue managers of the SU, like medicine or the union, and to help coordinate things like that.
Okay, that's cool. In a sense, you assist the VP ComServ with entertainments and stuff, gaining feedback from the students a bit more directly, something the SABs might not always have time to do. Do you ever see that there'd be a conflict between you and the VP ComServ in what you have to do? Because, of course, the SAB has knowledge of the budget, they have to take staffing into account and the fact that we only have a certain number of 2 a.m. bars, for example, whereas you, a bit more pie in the sky.
Yeah, I think there could be issues between, but as there always are in any organisation, between budget and what people really want. You know, everyone would love, you know, 3 a.m. bars, 4 a.m. bars,
yeah, that's
and
great.
Shots for a pound and all drink, you know, free drinks after a certain time, but that's not going to happen. So there would be differences between that, and also, you know, in what the students want and what the students can actually get for their money. You know, it's not, you can't magic a rabbit out of a hat to provide wonderful entertainment for nothing.
That's
so
true.
There could be conflict, I think.
I'm sure as entertainment officer, you know, you're going to have to get feedback from the students. But if you were giving feedback to yourself, what would be the one thing that you'd really want to see part of the entertainment setup?
I would want more communication and publicity about events. Because when I started, you know, only 7 months ago, I'm a first year, I live off campus and I was totally lost in my first few weeks as to what was happening or what was going on. I found it really difficult to find out what events were actually happening. And so if I could give feedback, I would say I would want better communication, especially for freshers in their, especially those who live off campus. Because I felt slightly neglected.
Sounds like you'd be working with the communications officer pretty closely.
Yeah, it is. It's a role that is working with, quite close to the communications officer. I mean, communication is an important part of what an entertainment officer does.
That sounds great. Well, Rupert, best of luck to you, and thank you for coming in.
This is Insanity.
Hello!
Wow. Hi, Jess Nevin.
I thought I'd have a dramatic entrance.
Okay. We had Rupert in. He's also running for entertainment officer. I take it you're running for entertainment officer as well?
Yes, I am.
First of all, it's a new role. It's sort of renamed from commercial services. You get sort of pie in the sky ideas, whereas the SABs, well, VP ComServ in particular, is forced to make the decisions regarding budget and what's actually viable. Do you think this is going to prove a bit of a problem sometimes?
No, not at all.
Not
fazed by that in the least. I'd already spoken to Mark Austin and he said, so long as I come to him with a set idea and I work it all out so that it's impossible to say no to, I can promise him that there'll be enough students going, that there's a good theme going on, then they're happy to do it.
Okay, that sounds really good. Have you had any experience at organising events before?
Yes, I throw many house parties. No, I haven't really, but I think that's good in a way because I'll bring something fresh to the role of entertainment officer.
Okay, on the executive committee, not only do you have your delegated roles, but you also work together as student trustees. Who do you think you'd be working well with? Who do you think you could offer your skills to on the executive committee the most?
On the executive committee?
Yeah, that's not your role.
I think within my role, I would have to have a certain amount of communication with all of them because being entertainment officer is a big thing that's going to involve the whole of campus. Possibly communications, because if I'm going to be organising these mass events that are going to be absolutely amazing, by the way, if I do those, they're going to be nothing if they don't have enough students going. So you need to have people getting out there and communicating with them and telling them what's going on.
That sounds dandy.
Oh, thanks.
Okay, so assuming you win, entertainment officer.
Oh, done.
Assuming we're in a hypothetical situation still, what would you do if you could only achieve one thing in the following year? What do you want that one thing to be?
I want the campus to be thriving throughout the whole week. I don't want to have
Monday, Tuesday, dull. Oh, and then Wednesday, oh, let's go to the union, great. And then Thursday, dull and hungover. Friday, great, campus dead. I hate that. I think it is rubbish. I think at the minute, you have students wandering around talking about how much they hate the union and nothing's going on. I hate the fact that Saturdays and Sundays are dead. I want to have more weekend activities so that students stop fleeing home and to London in search of better things. I just want it to be constantly thriving and a happy place to be. Like in Freshers Week, there's such a buzz about campus and everyone's, you know, really excited to be there and they want to get involved in everything. And I want to maintain that throughout the whole year.
Wow, that sounds really exciting. Non-alcoholic entertainment, is that high up on your agenda?
It's not my number one priority, I'm not going to lie, okay. But I think it's a very important thing to consider. There are so many students who don't drink on campus. Yeah, I think that's not the point of union nights. The whole point isn't to go out and get as drunk as possible in order to achieve fun. That's why I want to have more daytime activities, so that that will be open to people who don't drink, unless you start drinking at like 10 in the morning.
But wow, such is student life. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, cool. Thank you very much for coming in. Best of luck.
News, 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 news.
This is the Insanity Radio News Show with me, Nick Stiglione.
And
me, Sarah Honeycomb.
Hello.
I'm back.
Okay, we had the executive committee special. We had some candidates in to have a chat to us. That was great. I enjoyed it. They're all lovely. I hope they campaign really hard today, and I hope you all go and vote for them. I'm going to read out the candidates now, and I'm going to tell you what the voting timetable is, and then we're going to carry on with our lives. The Students Union Executive Committee elections 2009, these are part-time positions. They're not like SABs, they don't get paid. They're voluntary. Inclusion and Representation Officer, Natalie Shah, Maddie Rees. Democracy Officer, Ben Sibthorpe. Communications Officer, Paul Wrench. Campaigns Officer, Sean Fell and Shivani Singh. International Students Officer, Cheryl Teo, Lin Jin Yom and Sarah Rahman. Entertainment Officer, Rupert Dickinson, Jess Nevin, Dave Ford. Student Development Officer, unfulfilled. Society's Federation Committee Officer, Ed Connolly, Rachel Pearson, Emily Cookson. Academic Affairs Officer, Matt McGeever and H.S. Lally. Union Chair, Morgan Hamilton Griffin. Ethics and Environment Officer, Alice Redfern. Athletic Union Committee Officer, unfulfilled. Postgraduate Officer, unfulfilled. RAG Chair, Alex Breeden. Wow, that's a lot of people. That's 20 candidates. And that's the end of that. Hi, Sarah.
Hello. As anybody in societies will know, there have been elections to declare your boards, and Insanity is no different. We have our board, and we will be reading them out. Well, now, in fact. So, yes. Our station manager is Sophie Anderson. These were kind of organised during the media elections, and our assistant station manager is Georgia Woolley.
And they're lovely people.
They are indeed. Our head of music is Jazz Hicks. Head of production, Charlie Paliero. Events, Kathy Devlin. Publicity, Seb Castle. News is me. Yay. Marketing, Gerald Hall. Training is
that's
Nick.
Me, yeah.
Congrats. Head of technology is Dan Chunley. Operations is Helen Carr. Our head of web development is Seb Castle. So he's fulfilling two board positions.
That's program controller.
Indeed it is. I should know that.
That's why we're a team, Sarah.
Yes, this is why we're a team, is Chris Caden. So congrats to everyone on the board.
Congratulations to everyone on the board. Woo!
Woo!
Yeah. Okay, we had another spot of elections that just passed everyone by. The Yulu elections. Yep. You know the drill, SAB and media, student trustees, that sort of lark, so I'll just read out the winners. President Nizam Uddin from School of Oriental and African Studies, that's so ass. Vice President is Mazdak Alizadeh from Queen Mary, University of London. London Student Editor, which our very own Jack Ratcliffe run for, Hilary Akkad from SOAS won that position. Student Trustees, Laura McEvat from Heythrop, Ed Stewart from UCL, Zane Sufi from Birkbeck.
Insanity.
The really rapid roundup is where we take all the stories from around Egham, burst the campus bubble, and basically say, this is what you've been missing by being at university this week. Sarah's only got a minute, and that minute starts now.
Investigations have begun into a school shooting in Germany. A 17-year-old gunman shot and killed 11 girls and 5 boys. German Chancellor Angela Merkel called the incident incomprehensible. Morrison's is beating the credit crunch. It's reported a 7% rise in profits with an annual pre-tax profit of £655 million. Lord Lemming has concluded a review into reforms to child protection, which was supposed to be implemented 9 years ago. The report is expected to say that the reforms have not been properly implemented. The review prompted by the death of Baby P in August 2007. The journalist who threw his shoes at George Bush has been jailed for 3 years. It's prompted uproar, but some are saying the journalist got off lightly. He faced a sentence of 15 years. More than half of children born before 26 weeks need extra help when they reach school age, reporting to premature births has found. And the Army Hospital, the Royal Chelsea, in use for 300 years, will today open its doors to female veterans for the first time ever. The bodies of two soldiers shot in Northern Ireland will today be flown back to England in the midst of the search for a bomb believed to have been smuggled in by the real IRA. Peace rallies have been held in Belfast, Londonderry, Newry, Lisbon and Downpatrick, and sunset tonight is at 5:58.
This is the news show on Insanity Radio.
People are avoiding the campaigning teams.
Wow.
You know, they're not going to bite you.
They're not going to bite you. They actually want to find out how to make our union better. None of this raw Holloway union is beep and I'm sick and tired of it on Facebook. You know, actually, these people really want to help, especially just the amount of first years we have. Yeah, just that's great that you have these fresh ideas coming in all the time, and we've got a new set of SABs as well. I'm really excited about next year because next year proves to be almost all change.
I'm especially looking forward to the media side of it because obviously that's what I'm involved in.
Holloway's the place to be, really.
Definitely.
I think we should wrap up on that really optimistic note. I've been Nick Stiliani.
And I was Sarah Honeycomb.
See you next week on the Insanity Radio News Show. Thank you for listening.
The News Show. Chatting about stuff that's basically happened kind of recently and is pretty important.
Insanity.